his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Let us exalt his name, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening, giving God thanks and praise for all that he has done. He has been keeping us by his mighty power, and we are not in a position to complain. We are in a position to be giving thanks and praise, for his mercy endures to all generations, to all people. So we give God thanks for who he is and what he's doing for us in this season. We thank God to be able to come and to continue in 2 Peter. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1. Last week we stopped at verse 11. And now we are going to go on to verse 12 of 2 Peter chapter 1. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We just thank you for your love towards us. Thank you for your new mercies, for your grace. Thank you for your peace, which passeth human understanding, which keep our hearts and minds. Thank you, O God, that you are great and greatly to be praised. You are matchless in all your ways. You are our faithful Father and our friend. You are our King. You are our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, our everything. And we bless your name this evening. Thank you for this privilege to bring forth this word. And we pray as this word come forth, O God, hearts, O God, will be convicted, and we will see the need, O God, to put on holiness, put on righteousness, put on Jesus Christ, and make no provision for our flesh. So we thank you that this word will transform your people, and we thank you, O God, that those who have not yet known you will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the work that your word is doing in the hearts of your people. And we look to you by faith, giving you thanks and praise. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. So we bless your name, we praise you, and we give you glory. As we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. So we continue in 2 Peter chapter 1. Last week we stopped at verse 11. It says, for one entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is future hope of an entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we are called right now to proclaim the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. Let us proclaim it so that others will hear and come to Jesus, so that they also will be a part of the everlasting kingdom that is to come. Verse 12 of 2 Peter chapter 1 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. So Peter was reminding the believers in this epistle that he will not become careless in not reminding them to live a life honoring to God, even though he knows that they know these things and are settled in the faith. They are firm in their faith. They are firm in the truth of God's word. But he said he will not become careless in not thinking that they need reminders. And sometimes people of God, we believe that some people don't need reminders. But all of us need reminders at times. So as we go along on this Christian journey, we can remind our brothers and sisters how to walk this walk, how to live this life. This is showing us that it never hurts to give reminders. It doesn't matter how rooted and grounded we think we are in Christ Jesus. There is always room for for improvement. There is always room to get that reminder to keep us on the right track. Sometimes that reminder is what keeps us on the right track. So God is calling us to speak his word to his people and to remind them and to show them love. As we go along, let it be done in love so that they won't think that you're trying to dishonor them in any way, but they will know that it is because you love them. So we want to continue to remind each other of the love of God, to remind each other to stay on the straight and narrow path that leads to life eternal. Let us continue to be our brother's keeper and continue to proclaim the good news wherever we go. Verse 13 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. So Peter was saying that, yes, he thinks that it is right, as long as he's alive, as long as he's in this body. When you speak of this tabernacle, he's speaking about his human body. As long as I'm in this body, as long as I'm alive, that's what he was saying, to stir you up, to stir up the believers by reminding them to live godly. So we have to stir up each other in remembrance, reminding one another to live godly in Christ Jesus. People of God, the Lord is calling us to do our part, to do what we are called to do along this Christian journey. Help a weak brother along the way. And even if a brother seems to be strong, he or she might need a reminder along this journey. Any brother or sister along this journey, believe that they don't need a reminder. They don't need a word of encouragement. They don't need a word to help to keep them straight. Then the Lord may have mercy on that one. But we all need someone to encourage us. We all need a word that reminds us to stay on the straight and narrow path. So Peter said, as long as I'm in this body, I'm going to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And that's how he did it, by writing to these believers, writing to them and reminding them of how to live, how to walk along this journey, how to walk in righteousness and truth. Verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Knowing that, he said, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. So Peter knew that he would soon be put to death. And church history shows that Peter was put to death. He was crucified. And it is said that he asked to be crucified upside down instead of being crucified like how his master. He didn't think he was worthy to be crucified the way his master was, so he asked to be crucified upside down. So he knew that his death was coming up. And so he said, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus had showed me. And you remember that the Lord Jesus had told him how he would die. So this must have come to his memory. This was brought to his memory, what the Lord had said to him in John 21, 18 through 19. And if we can refer to John 21, 18 through 19, we will see here where Jesus spoke to Peter after Jesus was resurrected, and he commissioned Peter to feed his sheep. He commissioned Peter to go and to take care of his flock. The word of God says in John 21, 18 and 19, Jesus said in verse 18, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walked whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. So Jesus spoke and told Peter the death that he would die And that death would glorify the name of God. And when Jesus spoke to Peter, he said, when you were young, Peter, when you were immature, you do as you please. You go the way you want to go. But when you become mature in me, when you become solid in me, when you become grounded in me, you are going to stretch forth your hands and another going to come and lead you and take you to your death of crucifixion. So Peter was just reminding himself of what Christ said, what type of death he would die. So this was all written here for us in John 21, 18 and 19, as the Lord had spoken to Peter. So Peter was just reminding the believers of what Christ has said to him. And he knew that his time was coming for his death. So he was reminding the believers just to remain strong in the Lord. Verse 15 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. So Peter was saying that he was making some effort that after his death to have these words written, to have the words written down so that those who read it will have these words to remember. So we have to have something that we can turn to remind us of how to live. And people of God, if these apostles of old didn't write these epistles, we wouldn't have that word right now for us to look to and to see how the early church, how they had gone through such trials and tribulation, and yet still they were still rooted and grounded and fortified in their faith. So all this is written for us also. Not only for the believers then that he wrote to, but also for us right now, that we can take these words and understand the importance of having written records for others to benefit from. So all these epistles that these apostles wrote, now we are benefiting from these epistles. So it is showing us how important it is to make record of what we are doing. Make record. So Peter was saying he saw the importance of making all this record, to write in these letters, because he knows that his death was coming. It was near. So the people can have these words to their remembrance. They can turn and look at the epistle and read again and remind themselves of what Peter says to them as to how to live a godly life in this time. So people of God, we all need reminders. We all need something written to benefit not only us, but others as well. Verse 16 of 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. So Peter was making it clear that they have not followed fictitious stories when they declare the power of God and the expected return of our Lord Jesus Christ. But they were eyewitnesses of his majesty glory. We were with him. We saw him. We lived with him for over 3 years. And we saw him transfigured before us. And Peter here was speaking of the time when they saw Jesus in his majestic glory, when he was glorified before them on that Mount of Transfiguration. They saw him transfigured before them. So Peter said, we are eyewitnesses. It's not a secondhand story. We saw it with our own eyes. We saw him in his majestic glory. We saw him transfigured before us. Verse 17, for he received from God the Father. So Peter was continuing to speak of when Jesus was transfigured. He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So Peter was just telling of what he saw on that mount and what he heard on that mount of transfiguration. Verse 18 of 2 Peter chapter 1. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. And people of God, we can now refer to Matthew 17, 1 through 9, and we can see what happened on that mount of transfiguration. Matthew 17, 1 through 9. And the word of God tells us, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up high on an high mountain, into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Verse 9. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. So we see, people of God, here what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. We see where Jesus met with Moses, who is of the law, and Elijah, who is who represents the prophet. And they spoke. So Peter did not understand that this was no grace dispensation. So he wanted to build tabernacles for Moses, who represented the law, and for Elijah, who represented the prophet. But the voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. He's the one that we need to hear. He's the one that we need to hearken to. He's the one that we need to listen and obey. Listen to the voice of Jesus. Listen to his word and obey him. And people of God, we have to come to that place of understanding that it is all about Jesus. All that he has done for us at the cross. When he said it is finished, he has paid for our redemption. We are now redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter was saying to them, this is not any story that we make up, but I am an eyewitness to the risen Savior, and I saw him in his majestic glory. I saw him transfigured before me, and his raiment shine like the sun. People of God, we have to come to understand that Jesus Christ must be glorified in our lives. We have to build up Christian character so that he will get the glory, the honor, and the praise in our lives. Verse 19 of 2 Peter chapter 1. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So Peter was saying that they have the prophetic words. They have the Old Testament scriptures. They have the Holy Scripture as a guide if they obey the word. people of God, the word can only guide us when we purpose in our heart to obey it. It is here as a guide, but if we don't obey it, it will not be a guide for us. So the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. But we have to allow the word of God to guide us. So the Old Testament scriptures were there as a guide for the people of God. The word shine in the dark places of our hearts until the day dawn, until light comes. And the day star, who is Jesus Christ himself, who is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Until the day star arise in your hearts. Until Jesus is seen. Until the light has come to us. People of God, the enemy of our soul has blinded the eyes of many that they would not believe. But people of God, the Holy Spirit is here to remove that blindfold so that the light of the gospel can shine through. And Jesus Christ, who is the day star, will arise in the hearts of weary souls, will arise in the hearts of men. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to listen to the word of God and to take heed to purpose in our hearts, to obey what the Lord is saying to us and allow Christ Jesus to take preeminence in our hearts, to take that first place in our lives, to be Lord over our lives, not only Savior, but Lord, to be Lord and Savior, to be in complete control of our lives. We want to allow him to be the light that he wants to be in our lives. He wants to be that guide for us. He wants his word to guide us. So we have to come to that place of hearing the word and purposing in our hearts to obey the word. We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Verse 20 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So Peter was saying to the believers, you must know this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No scripture is of any private origin. All scripture comes from God. All scripture is God-breathed. So Peter was making it clear to the believers that all scripture comes from God, is not of any private interpretation. Verse 21. And that's the last verse of 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. So it wasn't man who put pen to paper and just write what they want to write. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So people of God, the word of God is God breathed. The Holy Spirit brings forth those words and overshadows those holy men, and they wrote as he moved in their lives. So holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And people of God, we can refer to 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17. The word of God said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed, people of God, and is profitable for doctrine. All scripture is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So people of God, if we want to know how to live righteously, turn to the word of God. If we want to know how to please God, turn to his word. For the word is here to correct us and to instruct us in right living. The word is here to rebuke us. It's here for reproof. It rebukes us when we are going off track. So the word is here as our guide, people of God. The word is here as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. When we follow the word of God, we cannot stumble. And when we allow God to build us up in Christ Jesus, then we will be that building of Christ that cannot be moved. We will not fall, but we will stand firmly even in the midst of trial. So the Lord is saying to us today, let his word be all that he has given us for it to be. The word of God is God-breathed and is profitable for us, for doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, to put us back on the right path, for instruction in right living. So if we need instruction in right living, turn to the word of God, that the man of God may be perfect, the man of God may be mature. The Lord is calling us to maturity, thoroughly furnished, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. So we are called to be thoroughly equipped, people of God, unto all good works. The Lord is calling us up higher. The Lord is calling us to back to the Bible, back to his word, to come back to that place where we take the scripture and we go believing the word of God and walking by faith each day, believing that God's instruction is what we need for godly living. We can't live godly in no other way but to follow what God is saying, to do his will. How can a young man cleanse his ways, the word of God says, but by taking heed to the word of God. So people of God, we want to take heed to the word of God, and we want to understand that all these words to the came by the will, not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So we want to take God at his word, and we want to trust in his word and walk each day by faith, knowing that his promises are true and that he's always faithful to us. God bless you all. We have come to the end of chapter 1. Next week we will continue. In the second epistle of Peter, we will go on to chapter 2. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember that Jesus loves you and he wants you to be completely surrendered to him. So we thank God for his word to his people, and we thank God for you taking time out to listen. And let us pray at this time and close. Father, we just thank you again for your word. Thank you for all that you have done this evening. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, that all scripture is given by your inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I pray that your word will continuously equip us, oh God, that we will be mature in you, oh God, mature believers, rooted and grounded and built up in you. Lord, we thank you again for what you have done and what you're doing and what you're about to do in this season. As we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you and we say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you all for listening. And we just thank God for what he's doing in this season. And we pray that you will have a wonderful weekend. And continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.